Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Thursday, August 26th, 2021. It's a lovely, sunny NorCal day.
Yeah, it is.
Suddenly, I look out the window and all the clouds are gone. They burned off like that.
It's supposed to be pretty good.
Hot this weekend. I know. I'm psyched. I was really jelly that you guys all had like a nice, bright, sunshiny day.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be hot over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so make sure you have a lot of sweaty sex, I guess. Just get down. Get down, get sweaty.
Whoa,
get,
that's nice of you to wish for us.
Well, sure. You know, I wish you
appreciate
nudity and frolic. I hope that you have a very sexy weekend. I'm sure
thanks.
I will, too. I mean, I just,
you, too.
You know me. You
and
know me, I go up to Napa,
you.
We just all take all our clothes off and go crazy. Go crazy. You know, I was looking at...
Have you ever boned in those people's house?
No. In fact, they have two beds in the room that we sleep in. I'm like, oh my God, there's two beds. This is so great. Get out of here. You're over there in that one.
Oh, wow.
To have separate bedrooms would be so good. Yeah, you know, just...
Well, you will as soon as you throw those kids out.
You're damn right about that. I'm taking one of those rooms. Like, have a little twin bed in there and no one to bother
you're
me at night.
You're not taking the side room. You know
that's
you're
true.
Throwing him out into the other room.
But the only, I wouldn't care where I slept. It's more about where that bedroom is located. It's located, like, the wall where the TV is hung is on, like... It's on that wall, like the back end of it, so he wouldn't be able to watch TV at night. So I have
oh,
to be
in bed,
quiet.
Mean.
No, when where the kids' rooms are is like backed up against the living room wall. Their two rooms share a wall.
Oh, I
with
see.
It. So I can't right, possibly sleep in one of those rooms. I've got
because
to sleep
the
in the master.
Sound would bleed through.
It would. Yeah.
Saying,
yeah. I mean, when he's
well,
playing
you know,
his
I know
fighting
that,
games
okay.
and.
Chumley of Dick and Chumley is super handy. I'm sure you can figure out a way to soundproof that. And
yeah,
know,
I don't need to. You
so
know what?
You
John
could.
Doesn't care oh, where he sleeps God. Either, believe me.
The amount of adjustments you've made to this house.
Oh,
it's adjustment
so
on adjustment.
It is.
Full on custom.
Yeah, that wall behind me is got like an extra layer. We built a wall in front of that wall
always.
To make it soundproof. It's good. It's solid. Anyway, hi.
Custom.
You know, I was thinking that this weekend, because I always dread it when I have to, like, I don't dread going to Napa with my friends. It's fun, and they've got a place, and it's so awesome, and it's like a total mm-hmm. getaway and vineyard, you know, the whole wine country drill. But they got a pool and a hot tub, and there's kind of no getting out of it. You know, everybody's
what
getting
do you mean?
In. You know, I hate being in bathing suits.
Getting out of going to the pool on a hot
right.
day.
Oh, I always.
Yes.
I'm with Sarah on that. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
What's the deal
I just don't
that?
Want to.
Are
I just
going to
yeah.
come this
what are
week?
You with her on that? I mean, you mean you're
trying
with her just because you're a lady having her back or?
No, just trying to get out of going to a pool or
yeah.
getting on a
swim. I don't what? Mind hanging
why?
By the pool. I'll
yeah,
sit with my feet in
the pool.
Yeah. But I don't want to get in the pool because everyone's in the hot tub. And get in the hot tub.
Well, fuck you. I'm having my drink over here in this chair. I'm fine.
Yeah,
thanks.
I know.
Yeah,
you know.
What is your problem?
There's pressure. It's pressure.
Get in the water. What's the problem with the water?
I just said I'm all wet and I got a bathing suit to dry out
oh,
now.
Oh, God.
Plus a bathing suit. There's a whole I got to wear a bathing suit.
How is all this so inconvenient?
I didn't shave my leg. And my,
Everybody else is going, oh my God, that's heaven, and you are somehow burdened by it?
Yeah,
well,
I'm burdened.
You guys have to do is just put on some shorts. We have to shave.
Yeah, everything's got to be prepared. We got to get find a suit that we can accept ourselves in.
Let me ask you. Okay, ladies, here's a quick question.
The weekend is coming up.
You're leaving. You're going away for the weekend. Yeah. Wouldn't you just... because you're going to be away from home for 2 to 3 days, wouldn't you shave prior to that anyway, just to know that you're not going to have to deal with it while away, right?
But hair grows back.
It does. Yeah, I would probably
a couple days later. Yes,
I'm not worried about the shaving. The shaving really is the least of my issues with getting in pools. I just don't want to be in the pool, right? I don't want to be in the pool. It's like too hot in the hot tub. It's, you know, I got to get out. What if I need to go use the bath? Now I'm soaking wet. It's just a thing. I just don't want to. Plus, it's really what it comes down to me is like bathing suits. I was looking at Rihanna. See if you can find this.
Down to me.
Okay. You got
it. I don't like being in a bathing suit.
I don't like being in a bathing suit.
Rihanna's
latest swimsuit thing. She is. There's a girl after
my Kylie Jenner swimsuit line. There's no way.
No, forget.
No,
we're not trying.
That's really a series of belts that have been wrapped around a person.
That's true.
It's just not. There's no. You got to be Kylie Jenner to wear that. So, Rihanna the other day ago, she put up some stuff. She's got like a Fenty swimwear thing now or whatever, and they are ankle to neck. I'm like, no, that's something I get behind. Put a skirt on that to hide my problem areas, and we're all set.
That's funny. None of that pops up for me. Like, everything is all...
No, cheap. She's laying on a... there he is. It's with the leggings. The red. It's red. And it goes...
Which one was it?
Hold on. Scroll down.
It's way down.
No. You must have to go. Go to her Instagram.
Oh, is it this
there
one
it is.
Right
there it is right there.
This?
That's it.
That's a...
No, the thing in the... She's got...
Oh, I can do that.
It's a bathing suit that goes for all the way down your leg. I'm like, that's what I'm looking for. A little something to nip
Coco,
me in there.
You're not. Well, how old are you?
Look at that. 27. That's there. It is.
Oh yeah, she looks good.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something, and you're allowed to be as secure or insecure or whatever you're going through mentally with a swimsuit. But you will when you're 40, you'll go, I'd kill for my 27 year old body.
I should have walked.
I think that now. That. I think. Oh God, I wish I was 21 again.
Oh God, already?
Yeah.
Well, just now you'll feel it twice as hard in 15 years.
Oh great.
Yeah. Isn't it nice you've got something to look forward to?
Yeah.
You know, one of the most valuable lessons that I've learned from Sarah, what she said before on the air was, you know, I'm at this age, I realize like why care? Like, who the fuck cares? I get to do what I want. I'm you know, I forget how old you are. You're probably like 48 or something. But you're like, fuck that. I'm in my 40s. I don't need to do this. If you don't want to hop in the pool, it's perfectly fine for you to hang out with your friends.
Pool. But you're right. You know what? You're right. I should actually make this a non-problem for myself and just say, I'm not even bringing a bathing suit. I don't want to get in the pool. But then what if I get hot and then I do want to get in the pool?
Yeah, and then you don't want to roll up.
And then I don't have a bathing suit with me. God, the whole thing.
God. It's something to really think about. You know?
I know.
A t-shirt and shorts, and then have one of those bottle sprays next to you.
Yeah, and one of those little fans.
I can't help but feel like that's the problem, the whole thinking about it. You really are better off just going, either I am going to be hot and want to swim, or I won't be hot enough to want to swim, and then I will tell those people, double birds, I'm drinking my drink at this table over here, and be done with it.
Yeah. It's a thing. You know?
Shouldn't be.
I know, but I will say that you're right about the whole looking back on stuff. Like, man, you know, I wouldn't even wear belly shirts. Like, I was okay with my body when I was younger. I mean, everybody's got their problems with it and stuff. But now I look back at pictures of it now. I'm like, Jesus, why did I have so many clothes on? Like, I would be, I'd be Kylie Jennering the shit out of that now. Be like, I would have been all over Instagram and TikTok and being like, hey, check these out over here. You know,
it is so hard shopping nowadays because that, like, literally all of the tops are this big, like barely cover a nipple.
They look like doll clothes, right?
Yeah, and I'm not trying to like over exaggerate it. That's really how it is. And my sister and I went shopping recently.
Are you talking about swimsuits?
No, just tops, just basic
tops in general.
Tops
all crop tops.
They're all crop tops or like these cami like woven tops, and I'm like, I can't get one boob in that thing. And my or my sister will hold up. She goes, look, you can't fit in this. Like, not to be a jerk, but it's just like, this is ridiculous. Like, how can anybody fit in that? But girls fit in it. So
I'm thinking about starting to shop at farm places. Like, I was thinking a good pair of overalls might be a fun thing for me. You know, you just have a t-shirt on underneath. You don't care. And then you don't care. You could, like, drop them outside. They're bibbed up. You don't have to worry about plumber's crack or any of that. I'm thinking, why not get some overalls?
Yeah, why overalls? Yeah, still coveralls.
Those are back in the trends. You know, you wear...
Yeah, I don't want to be trendy. I just want to be in my backyard and not have my ass hanging out.
But if you want to be trendy, though, you don't buckle both over.
Oh, just... Oh, one. I see.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Just let one hang.
And you wear a crop top underneath it.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to just wear a regular old t-shirt. And I'm embracing, you know, the period in my life that I have reached where I'm like, you know what I don't care about? Looking attractive to you. You, John, I do. I care. I care desperately and deeply. I want you to be attracted to me. And I want to be sexy for you. I'm going to go put my overalls on now. Get a good look because this is going away for a bit. Later, I'll
take
them
off. The part of this that is unfortunate, Sarah, is that we're talking about, and look, I get you're allowed to feel however you want to feel about yourself and about the way people see you, but we're talking about, what, three couples total? Is it four?
Yes, it's three couples.
Yeah, and these are all your best friends.
Yeah, my best friends.
And you still seem to have sort of some
anxiety about it.
There's anxiety around that. That's unfortunate. Like, I would think
it is.
I can see it on a beach in front of, like, I'll give you an example. As a radio show host, if we were hosting a pool party, I could see you saying, the fuck, I am wearing a swimsuit out there. We're going to be photographed. We're going to be in all kinds of different standing and sitting positions. The last thing I need is that photo of me, you know, bent over with the roll in my tummy or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
That I get.
Somebody handed me a hot dog.
The idea that you still have anxiety.
Why? Why am I worried about a hot dog? Tell me the reason behind that. I'm standing there with a hot dog and a roll of gut. How you doing? And a grit in one hand and a hot dog in the other. But
in the middle of a bite, you know?
The hanging with your friends, that's a bummer, dude. I hate to hear that.
No,
that
it sucks. Well, here's the other thing, too, is like, and this is, you know, women always are harder on other women than they are on themselves. And because I know that about myself, like my girlfriend, Marianne, first of all, she's fucking gorgeous. She's smashingly beautiful. Like, I mean, I just.
There she is.
She is. Like, she's got auburn, like wavy auburn hair that, and she's older than I am, but it goes down to her ass and it's just thick and gorgeous, and she's skinny and she's got great tits and her legs are long and skinny, and she puts on these little like 50s style bathing suits and a big straw hat and her big sunglasses and she's got her cool drink or whatever the fuck she's drinking, and
movie
she's laying
star.
She looks like a goddamn movie star in that pool, and here comes me overall bathing suit, right? And then my girlfriend Merrily, who has like the nicest legs you've ever seen. She's a tennis player and she's just rocking tits and just great looking chick, right? And there she is, and she's got like some little cute dress on, like Tennessee looking dress, and she's fucking hot. And then there's me, I just feel like fucking A, man. Can I just be one of the guys? Can I just be a dude? Can I have, you know, shitty board shorts and a tank top and a hairy underarms? Can I just be that?
You can if you want to see.
I guess I could.
Fucking free world. Yes. That's what America's
all
about.
It's hard to be a girl. You know, and I'm sure they're not judging me, except that I'm not sure because I'm totally judging them, the hot bitches. God damn it. You know, we all say, no judgment, but we're judging. God. We're all judging in our heads all the time.
I check out girls more than I check out
guys. Who gives a shit about guys? All I want to see is what the competition is. What is that? Just
that
bred into me?
Outfit.
Dawn of time.
Do that with her hair.
I'm
always looking
exactly.
At that.
Why'd she do that? Or, oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah, how did she
how long
that?
Should I wait before I copy that?
Why is she dating that dude?
Like, I guess we all agree on that. That no, we all look at the girls and don't give a shit about the guys.
Exactly. Yeah. Guys, I'm like, who cares? Who's that guy with? Oh man, she's hot. I wonder what he does that makes her care about him. She could have any guy here.
Sheesh.
No, that's how we are.
All right. Yeah. I'm sorry to hear it, but instead of a relaxing weekend away, you'll be
it'll be relaxing. I'll just fucking
drink. You know, don't
worry. I'll drown my sorrows.
Drinks, don't you get over it?
Yes, sure, I do.
I would think.
Yeah, you know, I bring stuff to the table, just not my good looks. That's all. Anyway.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's just, you know.
You should try that swimsuit of Riri's.
We all saw you shaking your tits in that video. What was that? That was Chris Kelly's birthday video?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, last Friday.
Everybody kind of went, hubba, hubba, whoa, Sarah, there's a lot of movement there. Good for you.
Yeah.
What?
Okay.
What'd you say, Sarah?
You're good. I don't know what you're tripping on.
Yeah, I like that Rihanna out. I like her bathing suit, except that I want there to be a flaring skirt that comes out. Also, if it could be red and white striped like the people in the 20s with a crap hatch, that would be that'd be fantastic. I'd want to redesign that.
You want another Halloween costume.
God forbid you just have a nice day, a weekend.
I want a Pippi Longstocking outfit, head to toe, including the braids. That's what I'm going for. And it's like, oh, Sarah's being hilarious.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Casino.
That's what she brings to the table. I do make everyone crack up once in a while, you know. That feels good. I'm like, I got something to offer. I just don't want to be in any of the modeling by the pool, you know, pictures. All right, let's do something else.
Please. It's terrible to hear the anxiety that stuff comes with. It sucks. I wouldn't want it.
That's just life, you know? Mm-hmm. Life is a chick. Oops, yeah. I just double opened this. Thanks for agreeing with me, Nikki. It makes me feel good because you're so young. You have years of this to look forward to.
I definitely never heard that stuff out of Christina until this sort of pandemic has, even through the pregnancies.
Really? She's such skinny little perfect person.
No, she's gained a little bit of weight, and I think she's carrying it great. She looks good, but she's definitely, it's the first time I've heard her say things like, I don't like my gut, or I don't like this. And she'll point to this little spot on her thigh where she's like, these thighs never touched. Now look at it. Well, you know. I don't know what to say.
Thigh gap.
You guys got to stop eating in the garage, I guess, is what it is. You know? It's that hurried pint of ice cream that your daughter can't have.
Yep. It's the binging. The pizza. The binging.
The trunk, car trunk pizza. All right. This is in kind of in two parts.
Oh, it's a bad advice.
It is a bad advice.
Okay.
This person's been listening for 20 plus years. Please don't say my name. I'm not sure if we did this one to begin with, but there's even an update here. So I'm just going to read it to you and then you can tell me to stop and I can go to the update part. This is, let's see, I've been thinking of sending this in for a while. I thought I'd get down actually writing it. 4 years ago, it started as a sexting relationship with an old friend named Paul.
All right.
Sexy words to each other at first. At the time, he said he was in a relationship with Mary. That wasn't providing him with sexual attention. He said they don't have regular intercourse, and usually he's only allowed to service her, and he's cock-blocked. So there were photos of certain body parts to each other. We'd video chat when he was on business trips. Paul put a limit to no further than third base between the person writing this and Paul. Mm-hmm. Because he was afraid of... Mary does not know about the relationship. In the last 2 years, he's been stressing getting caught by Mary, and she has apparently caught wind of this a couple times. She says, I gave him a BJ one Valentine's Day, and she found my hair wrapped around when she went to also give him a BJ that night.
Oh, I remember this one.
Okay, so we did do this
one. I don't remember this one.
I do remember this one, yeah.
Are you sure you just didn't read it off
air? Is it possible you read it? Yeah, off
the
air.
No, I didn't. I didn't.
That's the hard part.
All right, well, I'm going to finish it because there's an update, all right? So she finds a hair wrapped around the base of the guy's cock. He clearly didn't, I don't know, shower off or rinse anything, but and her hair is curly and brown, and Mary's is not either of those.
Mm.
He somehow talked his way out of that. She also found him looking at one of the many videos he takes of our encounters. He does point of view videos. But they are still together, due to be married in the fall at a destination wedding. As Mary and I are not friends, I think she deserves to know what he's been up to, especially since he has more recently told me how much he loves my breasts and how I give him BJs.
Okay, wait, I may have missed something because we were sort of jumping around. So these two, this guy's in a relationship.
Yep.
These
with someone he's marrying this fall.
Right. These two start sort of sexting, mm-hmm. but now they're hooking up. So it's gone
for sure see each other. Yeah.
It's gone. Okay. All right. So they are doing it. And so it's
not
it's,
doing it. They only go to third base.
Right. But
like
okay. But they're having an affair. Okay. Got it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He's having an affair, whether he plunges the, you know, his sword deep into her shaft or not. Is that a way people say that? I don't know.
Sure.
It's funny. Isn't it funny? The lines people draw.
Yeah, I know. Oh no, it's not cheating. Cause she's just blowing me. Okay.
Bill.
I never fucked her.
So she says there's so much more, including gifts, but I want to know how to tell her since she deserves to know.
Damn.
I look forward to hearing your bad advice on this subject, a longtime listener. So that was her initial email, and I don't know what we told her except that, you know, is it up to the person who's blowing the woman's boyfriend to tell the boyfriend, hey, I'm blowing your boyfriend? I mean, I do think it's that Mary should know who she's marrying. Although a lot of times I think people already know these things and they just want to get married.
I feel like if she already has an idea of what's going on and she still wasn't, then it's on her. Because didn't she say that in her email?
Yeah, that she's actually.
This is all this lady's speculation, though. She doesn't know what this lady knows or doesn't know.
Right.
And you know what? I don't mean to be judgy, but you've written in, so I will say it is not your place. It is not your obligation to be involved at all beyond what you've been involved in.
Right.
Like, you need to just zip it.
You're not responsible for Mary's happiness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, I mean, you can tell him you're done, that you don't want to be a third, and that you're not interested in being involved in that way in their life, and walk off and be done with it. But you can't.
She doesn't seem to want to.
I've been fucking around with your boyfriend, and you need to know this before. Do you hear yourself?
Yeah. So here's her follow-up.
Oh, yeah.
I'm behind listening as my kids are normally in the car during this COVID summer, so I don't know if you've covered
kids.
My email or not. Of course there's kids. Why wouldn't it be messier than it already is?
Oh, okay. She didn't mention that in the first
one. No, she didn't.
Yeah, I didn't hear any of that. All right, go on.
Here she goes. She says, if not, I have a follow-up with additional details. So here we go. Paul and Mary went out of town a couple weeks ago, and as soon as they came back, he's instantly contacted me to have me service him. We were able to arrange a BJ service in their living room, supposedly 15 minutes before she arrived back home. His newest and latest fantasy is to have me blackmail him into telling her, as he's been withholding sex with her so he can jerk off while talking with me. Last week we spoke by phone while he jerked off in the living room while she's somewhere else in their house, the premise being that he would tell her about the relationship he's having with me to Mary. He's also provided me with Mary's social security number.
What?
Why the fuck does she need that? I don't know.
DL, driver's license, several credit cards, photos of the cards, several photos of her lady parts, yes, naked. This situation seems to be totally escalating now, so I think I should really tell her or point her to this secret show. He says he'll be able to quit cold turkey once he's married, but as their date has been getting closer, he's only escalated. Looking forward to hearing your bad advice soon.
I don't understand why all the information.
No, this guy, because he is like saying, psychopath. I want you to blackmail me. You know what? I hate to say it as I read this. I think he's setting this chick up.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
Like, here she is with Mary's driver's license and social security number and a plan to blackmail Paul into, you know, screwing up his relationship with Mary. And then Paul's got an out. He's going to tell Mary, look, this chick, I don't know how she got all your info, but she's been blackmailing me and blowing me.
Yeah,
and I didn't like it one bit. Like, this is a fucked up thing. This extra info you're giving us, You need to get them. You need to ghost this dude.
Ghost.
Yeah.
Walk like, off.
Your terrible Walk judgment off. Aside, this guy's trouble. Delete everything. Don't, I mean, obviously, don't do anything with her. So don't steal her identity and don't see this guy anymore.
Leave
this
him
is
on
fucked
red.
Up. Yeah, leave him on red. Or just freaking.
Yeah, and I don't
number.
Understand Boy. The look, the marriage thing can, you will go through different life changes, and there can be, whether it's health related or kid related, you'll have different levels. But if they are not doing it at this point in their relationship, this guy should not be getting married to her. Like,
Paul,
that's,
Paul it's, loves the drama.
His whole life is going to be wrapped up in different ways he can get sex from someone other than his wife.
Right.
Like, he's really...
other than my wife.
Well, anyway, the bottom line is this amount of drama is frankly frightening.
That's the word I would use. I'm scared
of this guy.
The
person writing, what's her name? Does it say?
It doesn't. She's just the writer.
Okay, whoever wrote this... You know, you're the third wheel. You really should walk off. Wash your hands of the whole thing. You have no responsibility to marry. You need to dump this dude. You have no responsibility to him. You're not married to him. You've been the third wheel the whole freaking time. This is your opportunity to break and start clean.
Yep. Just
and you know what? You want a guy. You want a guy in your life, whether or not this ends up with you with him, you want a guy that
you don't
want to
be
with
this
kind of
guy.
History with.
No. Yeah.
You want a clean, everybody, the things that people are able to overcome in relationships is profound, but this is going to be in between you two the whole time.
Yeah, this is not where you want to be. And I would also say, I am afraid for Mary. Who I do not know, but we delude ourselves and we stay places where we shouldn't and this guy sounds like a master manipulator. He's such a weirdo. Like, I don't know what's going on with him. There might, you know.
Well, my thought was, what if this person isn't the only person he's having an affair with?
Right.
What if he's sending out Mary's social security number?
I almost feel like Mary kind of needs to know this. Like, you don't have to say, look, I'm shtupping your boyfriend, but I would write a long, detailed letter about what this dude's up to and send it to her. I would.
Or just send her this link to this podcast.
Yeah, send her the link to this podcast.
I wouldn't get involved in that at all, but I do think that there's...
I'm worried about Mary.
On top of the social security and the DL, he's also given this lady... pictures of his wife's vagina area. Mm-hmm. Like,
mm-hmm.
For what reason would you have not put your foot down right there and said, don't send me photos of your fiance?
Isn't that considered revenge porn?
He has crossed major lines mm-hmm. in your
detailed
follow-up.
But why is this lady
follow-up?
Accepting that? She's taking a picture of his fiance and being like, oh, look at that. She has one of these too.
You should be very concerned about this situation and whether you just ghost and wash your hands of it or you somehow let Mary in on the secret revenge shit that this guy, this is terrible. Like this could be really bad for Mary. I mean, it's already bad for Mary, but it could be, this could ruin her life. And
okay, so
I need this to not happen.
I know I've been all over the place. Let me just say clearly for the record to the writer, walk off. Don't get involved any further with Mary or protecting her or saving her. Don't get involved any further with the dude or trying to punish him none of that is your responsibility. What you need to do is focus on, it sounds like you got a couple kids, focus on your kids. Clear yourself of this whole thing by taking a break from dudes or whatever, however long that takes.
Or find a dude who isn't with someone else.
5 weeks, 5 months, you know, a year, whatever it takes to just be clear, get him behind you, and start something healthy with one person.
Yeah.
And, you know, or whatever you consider to be healthy. But it's certainly not some dude who's engaged to be married. That's my advice is walk off.
These extra details have, I find this to be, I don't know that you want to involve the police, but this is terrible. This could be really terrible news for this woman. I'm, I'm actually really bummed out by this one. That's super, a bummer. That's a sticky, awful glimpse into this. This dude's a madman. Like, this is bizarre. And he's a twisted, like, I don't know how
it's
he's twisted.
It's not just
to
him,
marry,
though. She went over there and gave a blowjob to this guy when the girl was going to be home in any minute. Right? So
yeah,
they're both
like
getting off on this sort of
person too.
Yeah.
They're both getting off on this we might get caught. Yeah. But you really got to break free of whatever that is giving you, whatever adrenaline rushes or whatever thrill you're getting from it. It's super bad for you.
All right. Bren, Nick, anything to add before we wrap this up?
Yeah, it's messy. I'm just wondering if this person is married. I looked the email.
Oh, she's married too.
She doesn't mention whether or not she has a husband at home. You know, maybe they're doing this. Like, it seems like she's part of this whole thing. Like, she's getting a thrill out of all of it. Like, why are you talking to him knowing that his wife's in the other room so that he can jerk off, right? Like,
right.
She has some sort of...
Right, she's vested in it. But
yeah.
He has crossed a line, I think.
I guess what I'm saying is to the writer or listener, you're kind of fucked up too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, think about the children.
Yeah. Your children.
Well, your children, but she doesn't mention if she's married or not. Right. That's quite possible.
Well, I'm just going to assume she's not, because I would think that that would be included in her initial setup. She says this guy's an old friend that she started talking with. She's not talking about hiding it from her husband, but whatever it is.
She wasn't mentioning her kids in the first scene.
Maybe you need to go see.
Right.
She wasn't. She was not. Nope. None of that. She seemed like some free single thing in the first one. Painting, you know, and you're able to paint whatever picture you want when you send us your problem. We have to we're the ones who have to peel back the layers and figure it all out. Like the master sleuths that we are. We figured out that you're just as fucked up as this guy. You might need to go talk to a therapist and tell your therapist this thing and see what they have to say.
That's like, the thing that bothers me about the whole, maybe I'm starting to think, you know, Mary should know about this, is you're involving yourself further. Not less, not backing out, not being less involved. Now you're further involved. And I personally, the idea of the look on this lady's face when you're letting, is that a thrill for you? Will that be something that you get off on? Because this you're crushing this lady, and you're doing so as if you aren't at fault in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
And you have some responsibility here.
You do, although I will say that a guy like this, there's other yous out there. You're probably not the only one, and if you are the only one, you're just the one that he's glommed onto. When you leave, and you should, there'll be another you. He'll find
some other way to make that happen.
He needs this.
The her participation factor is why she's where she is, because maybe there would be another girl that would say, no, you don't send me pictures of your wife, and you don't send me her info.
Yeah, I'm not participating in some kind of blackmail thing.
Right.
Bullshit.
I mean, that's one of the things about partnership that I think is cool, is that any bad thought someone might have, you expect the other person to go, no, we don't do that.
No.
That was a bad thought. I'll forgive you that, but we're not doing that. You know what I mean?
That's never happening. Get that out of your mind.
Right.
Yeah, this
so I don't it that she's hasn't drawn the line soon enough, but it's still not too late. Right. Bounce.
Yep. Oy. So scary.
Oof,
I'd love a follow up on that. Although, you know, after the berating we've just given her, I don't know if that's going to happen. If you have a problem or something you'd like us to take on, Bryn, Bryn, at RadioAlice.com.
I'm not mad at her. I just think
I'm kind of mad
make
at her.
Mistakes.
You've gotten pretty far down this.
This is your opportunity to walk off and just wash your hands of it.
Yeah.
Be mad at yourself for a minute and then move on.
It's an opportunity to mature.
Learn.
And get yourself a better life. All right. Well, I think we've done some good here, guys.
We have.
Well done.
The end.